You've worked hard to build your brand, so why settle for one-size-fits-all branded clothing? Lands' End Outfitters creates apparel your employees will truly want to wear that unites your team in comfort and style. It's clothing that bolsters your brand identity and creates a unique connection between your brand, your employees, and your customers. It's why Lands' End Outfitters has been a supplier of branded apparel to some of the world's most respected brands for more than 30 years. From logo polos to fully customized branded wardrobes, our world-class outfitters will partner with you to help you and your team feel confident on the job and put your brand into action. From logo application to online ordering, Lands' End Outfitters offers seamless solutions that give you peace of mind, all backed by above and beyond expertise. See why Lands' End Outfitters should be your branded apparel partner. Go to business.landsend.com/pod20 and use code POD20 for 20% off your first product. That's business.landsend.com/pod20. Code POD20 for 20% off your first product.
Professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, so focus is important. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, focus and quickly get through your work with relevant, real-time suggestions. And it works across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can sound more confident and persuasive wherever you write. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Too many motorists admit to drink driving. The law just does not seem to deter them. So says motoring editor with the Sunday Independent, Ger Herbert, who joins us this morning. Ger, this is a really interesting column that you've written. And we were discussing it afterwards here in the office and kind of going, I remember back when I was growing up in say, the 70s and 80s, it was very common people, you know, drank and drove, whatever. So people would have a few pints and drive home, and that was kind of socially acceptable. Then it became very socially unacceptable. And I thought that's where we were at now. But is it moving back in the other direction?
Yeah, Kira, I mean, I would have thought the same, and I was quite dismayed when I saw that. It was basically 3/4 of drivers found it unacceptable, whereas 85% surveyed in 2019 thought it was unacceptable. So we're definitely moving towards a different space. But I wonder how much it has to do with enforcement. I mean, at the same time, the number of alcohol breath tests carried out at Garda checkpoints last year dropped by a half in comparison to pre-pandemic levels. Now, it sounds terrible to say that we have to be reminded constantly and we have to have enforcement to tell us that this is wrong. But you would wonder, is there a correlation between a drop in checkpoints and a softening of attitudes? You know, it's hard not to see a relationship. And also with the current rise in road deaths, again, we know enforcement is down. We know road policing numbers are down. So, you know, it is hard not to draw that correlation.
Yeah. And if we are moving in a direction where it becomes more socially unacceptable, particularly if there's a lack of enforcement, if there's a lack of enforcement, then social opprobrium is what keeps people from doing it. If we are moving in that direction, that's going to be very worrying, isn't it? And, you know, and drug driving obviously also on the rise.
Yeah, and what's interesting again is Professor Dennis Cusack spoke to the Oireachtas Transport Committee last year, and what he was saying was the large majority of drivers who were actually stopped were very drunk. You know, these weren't people who were barely over the limit. These were very drunk. And the cohort is males under 45. And that's exactly the same for drug driving. So again, I would now 45 obviously is a huge number. It could be anywhere between, you know, the 20 and 45 year olds. It's hard to kind of narrow that down. But it still does show where the issue is in society, I suppose. And trying to target people with the right message at the right time is getting much more difficult with different social media channels, with people not watching TV like they used to. So I think there's a huge problem, you know, there in trying to target these people.
Okay. And obviously, the RSA has launched a new campaign. I think it was only last week, targeting what they referred to as the five dangerous drivings. There was drinks, there was drugs, there was distracted. There was all, you know, there was a list of them. Do you, I mean, you see so much of this journey and you're all over it. But are those campaigns, you said that they have to be very targeted. Are they hitting the mark, if particularly if you can identify a very specific demographic that are doing this?
Yeah, look, I think in fairness to the RSA over the last 12 months, they really have thought about these very targeted campaigns, and they've campaigns very late at night targeting young drivers who might be in their car and will hear these things. But as I said, I think it's just become very difficult for marketing people, for advertising. And we know this across the board that there is just so many competing, I suppose, you know, competition for people's attention. It's very difficult to target them. But again, it comes back to enforcement, Ciara. You know, the real risk of getting caught is what modifies behaviour, unfortunately.
We were discussing it here again in the office and saying that you know, the people who the morning after are still over the limit but don't necessarily know whether they are or not. Those little breathalyzers that you can use yourself at home to see, because obviously if you've had a few drinks the night before, you completely know you're over the limit. But if you wake up 8 hours later, you may not be certain. Is there a value in them, do you think, Ger?
Yeah, I do. I suppose with anything, the more money you spend on them, the more reliable they are. So you have to be careful. But most of them do have a fairly high accuracy. And I think anything that gives you information and gives you awareness is worth it. So, I mean, definitely I have one in the house. And if people are staying overnight, it's something I would use the next morning and say, listen, you know, you're not leaving my house over the limit. And 11% of all fatal car crashes are alcohol related. You know, that happened first thing in the morning. So it does happen. I know there's a rule of thumb about one unit of alcohol per hour, but it doesn't always work that way. Depends on how much you've eaten, how much you slept, all of these things. So yeah, I think it's a good idea.
That rule is that people say one unit metabolizes per hour, but it also depends on your body size and whether you're male and female and all kinds. There's a lot of variables there. Before I let you go, because I think it's a really interesting conversation, I do want to ask people what they think. Reports across the papers this morning, incredible number of unaccompanied learner drivers involved in fatal crashes. This is another issue, isn't it?
I think this is just really sad. And what's interesting is up to 2018, on average, about 12 learner drivers died on our roads every year. And about 10 of those were unaccompanied. So the numbers, again, are increasing here. And like, it's not a case of that there aren't enough strict penalties. Like the Clancy Amendment was brought in 2019, I think it was, and your car can be seized, whether you own it or not, if you're driving unaccompanied. So there's harsh penalties there. Again, is it a lack of enforcement that people don't feel that they can drive unaccompanied? But definitely the message here is the reason for those harsh penalties is safety, nothing else.
Look, thank you for joining us and highlighting all of that this morning. That is Ger Herbert there, motoring editor with the Sunday Independent. Let us know, is Ger right? Attitudes to drink driving. I mean, when I was a kid, Shane, they were extremely loose. They, like, you know, it was considered perfectly normal. You'd go to the pub, have a few pints and drive home. That was the norm. And then it did seem to swing completely the other way. So I didn't really know anybody who... I don't know, but I'm starting to wonder, are we just a little bit looser, lack of enforcement, you know, fashions change, fads change, all of that.
Yeah, you would have hoped that it wouldn't depend on Garda checkpoints, but unfortunately, that seems to be hugely important.
Let us know this morning what you think about all of that.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
You've worked hard to build your brand, so why settle for one-size-all-fits branded clothing? Lands' End Outfitters creates apparel your employees will truly want to wear that unites your team in comfort and style. It's clothing that bolsters your brand identity and creates a unique connection between your brand, your employees, and your customers. It's why Lands' End Outfitters has been a supplier of branded apparel to some of the world's most respected brands for more than 30 years. From logo polos to fully customized branded wardrobes, our world-class outfitters will partner with you to help your team feel confident on the job and put your brand into action. From logo application to online ordering, Lands' End Outfitters offers seamless solutions that give you peace of mind, all backed by above and beyond expertise. See why Lands' End Outfitters should be your branded apparel partner. Go to business.landsend.com/pod20 and use code POD20 for 20% off your first product. That's business.landsend.com/pod20. Code POD20 for 20% off your first product.